Control. Written by D.B. Thorne and read by Piers Hampton. Fortune looked at the man in charge of finding his missing daughter with the kind of dismay he generally reserved for the most dismally incompetent interview candidates. This was the man responsible for piecing together her final movements, chasing down leads and taking names. Overweight, crumpled, he had the look of somebody who'd suddenly found himself in charge of his own washing and ironing. In his recent past, Fortune guessed, was a failed marriage, and a whole lot of takeaways. Looking at him over the interview room table, Fortune had a feeling close to panic. He blinked and said,
"I'm sorry."
"Scaled it back," said Marsh. He had little eyes, and they weren't looking at Fortune, were looking anywhere but. No choice.
"But she's still missing," said Fortune.
Marsh nodded. "I know, I'm sorry, but it's been weeks, and there's still no..." He stopped. "Body," thought Fortune. "You mean body, but you haven't got the guts to say it." Marsh coughed. "We're not closing the investigation, just reclassifying it."
"Reclassifying it," repeated Fortune. "What does that even mean?"
It sounded to him like the kind of empty phrase his younger staff used, moving the needle, taking it offline, reaching out. Air, nothing more. It didn't make sense.
"Mr. Fortune," Marsh said,
"you're upset. It's understandable."
"Of course it's understandable," said Fortune. "She's my daughter. She's disappeared off the face of the earth, and you've got no leads, no ideas, no nothing, and now you're giving up?"
He tried, but he couldn't quite keep the desperation out of his voice.
"Not giving up, reclassifying, I heard. I still don't know what it means."
"It means..." Marsh sighed. "Mr. Fortune, we're trying to find your daughter."
"Not very hard."
"As hard as resources will allow."
"How many resources does a missing girl merit?" said Fortune. "How important is her life? 10 policemen? 4? 1?
Marsh sat back in his chair, massaged the bridge of his nose. He had thin hair, grey. He couldn't be in charge, running the show, thought Fortune. His daughter deserved better. "Mr. Fortune, we've done what we can. Thrown bodies at the investigation, set up an incident room, knocked on doors, interviewed friends, ex-boyfriends, colleagues. We've spoken to the press, put out an appeal, CCTV, the lot." He lifted his shoulders. "Nothing. At this point, there's just not much more we can do. Without..." Again, he didn't say the word. "Body. Without the body of my only child, my daughter."